Welcome to part two in this Tahoe Project interview with Peter Kratz. I'm Michelle Sweeney, your host, and Peter Kratz is the Placer County Deputy Director of Public Works. We're talking about the Lake Tahoe total maximum daily load, and Peter, my question for you has to do with the constraints and abilities of a public office to work with what the TMDL is asking you to accomplish in terms of reducing fine sediment to the lake.
Right, Michelle. Good question. And a bit more on the subject. I talked a lot about what we do in the land that we control, but a lot of the land in Placer County and the other local jurisdictions around the lake is private land. And we pass ordinances, for instance, for the private land to be controlled in terms of how they follow rules for the runoff coming off, whether it's a residential property or a commercial property. And they have to apply what are called stormwater best management practices. And really, you know, the bigger picture of all that is we will design projects for the public right away for erosion control and water quality benefits, but we rely a lot on the private sector to do their part to make sure their land is in compliance too. It's not to say that every square inch of our public land is in compliance in terms of water quality runoff, but it is a partnership with the private sector for them to do their part, for private landowners to do their part. And there's, you know, without getting too much into the numbers and the percentages, you know, one of the big efforts by the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency that goes back decades is, it's still an ordinance in the land of TRPA, is to get private landowners to install stormwater best management practices on their property. The numbers are still very low. I think the incentives there are just, they're not there. And Placer County, nor TRPA, nor the other local governments we're not the police to invoke these BMPs. And I find that to be one of the biggest long-term challenges in the Lake Tahoe Basin for getting the private property owners to step up. And it's a disincentive. It's not cheap for private properties to install and maintain their best management practices. We make some headway. We do a lot of public outreach when we do a public works project in a neighborhood to get people engaged. We get the Tahoe Resource Conservation District to go out and do free assessments for landowners to get them engaged on dealing with their runoff and complying with the with these particular BMP ordinances. But in the end, it's a public-private partnership as we move forward and approach how we look at complying and meeting the goals of the total maximum daily load.
So, in other words, all of the various conversations I've heard over the years about, well, can't we just pay the Public Works Department to deal with whatever little runoff is coming off of my individual property? All of those conversations to date come back to an answer that no, not really. There is no public solution, exclusively public solution to the water clarity problem in Lake Tahoe. Am I interpreting correctly what you're saying with your call for more private BMP implementation?
No, I think, Michelle, we've explored those avenues where we use the word assessment, which can be viewed as a tax, that we go in and we can tax or assess people. We've explored this idea where people, instead of doing their BMPs, we take on their water and they pay an ongoing fee for maintenance of our public infrastructure that their private water gets treated. And there are a few examples in the basin where that's either being proposed or in some instances it's being done. And now in Tahoe City, we have an example where we put in a trunk line system several years ago that goes into a man-made wetlands for treating the road runoff. When a private property needs to either develop or redevelop, it triggers them to actually engage with the Public Works Department to pay fees to us for, if they can't treat their water on site, they have the option to discharge their water into our system. So there are avenues out there that needs to be expanded, I think, because they're very small examples. I know the California Tahoe Conservancy, that's a longtime partner of Placer County and other local governments on the California side, they are very supportive of looking for these different opportunities again, to work with the private side to improve private property runoff conditions. Mm-hmm.
So one of the intentions of the total maximum daily load was to provide a toolbox of sorts, a new set of tools that allowed or would facilitate public entities like Placer County using those tools to really hone in on the fine sediment problem. What tools are in that toolbox for you as a public works department, and how useful are they? Are they meeting the promise of the vision, and where do they not meet it?
Well, it's definitely that toolbox is something that's still, it's dynamic because it's based on science that's still being collected and monitored. So it is a toolbox that's changing and getting informed and populated, every day, every year with information. What we have today, that's probably the main part of the toolbox that we're all starting, we as local jurisdictions, as we're governed by the water quality regulations and the TMDL, part of it is what's called the pollutant load reduction model, or PLRM, which we use to essentially calculate the runoff from our projects and our watersheds, how much fine sediment is getting to the lake and under existing conditions. And then if we tweak things in our watershed, on our roads, it's giving us a sense of what are the best things to do on the land, kind of like the biggest bang for the buck. And I'll try to stay big picture here, but historically, and the way the funding has flowed into the basin for decades, is capital projects. We go out to an area where we have a lot of roads that are just, the roads are no curb and gutter, nothing that controls the water, nothing that detains the water, and a lot of runoff and erosion. So we get what are called capital funds from competitive grants, whether they're from the Forest Service or the California Tile Conservancy, to do these capital projects. The problem with that is a lot of what we're seeing from the toolbox that you referred to is the runoff problems are not always from the impacted land. It's definitely they are in the urban setting, the way the land's been developed around the basin in a somewhat haphazardly way for way back in time when there wasn't a whole lot of thought about the impact from development in the basin. There's been a shift now with the toolbox being developed that you refer to, that really the culprit for TMDL and the sediment runoff is how we make the roads around the basin safe in the wintertime. We have to add de-icing materials to the roads to make them safe when the roads are icy. And the typical de-icing materials that we use are sand and cinder. And that's still the common thing we do. We used to use salt. Salt's been not so much outlawed, but recognized as something that has a big impact on vegetation. So there's been a transition to sand over the years. That sand on the roadway makes the road safe, but it also is a big problem child for running into the lake if it's not contained and collected. And so the toolbox has said, hey, put more emphasis on operations and maintenance of your roadways versus putting all your money into capital projects, because capital projects they're very spendy. And are you getting the biggest reduction per dollar spent? Could you get a bigger reduction just from enhancing your operation and maintenance operations with respect to the quality of sand that you lay down on the road and the number of times you use a sweeper to pick up the sand and use a sweeper in the wintertime more frequently during what I call bluebird days, things like that. And the science out there says, yeah, much bigger bang for the buck just putting more money into operations and maintenance of our roadways. The problem right now as we go forward, and we've had these discussions in various venues around the basin, is the operation and maintenance money is it's just not the typical money that we get or we've received in the past.
This is the end of part two in the interview with Peter Kratz, Deputy Director of Public Works at Placer County. Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org.